Explaining the value of spirituality is a difficult thing to those who habitually avoid the subject. In a brief discussion, Dr. Bissell explains many reasons people fail to participate in spiritual workshops or lectures. He also gives you a beginning in understanding the value of bringing spirituality into your life. He hopes this will spur you to overcome any blocks that prevent you from living your life to its fullest. Spirituality is a very confusing term. Have you ever seen a book cover, writer, or workshop on spirituality and overheard people as they converse as to reasons they have to avoid such a gathering based solely on one word in the headline? Spirituality. The conversation may go like this: I wonder how weird or crazy this one is all about, or I'm not comfortable with religion of any kind, so never attend these kind of pressure groups. Another group stops by and reads the announcement and start to laugh because they wonder what spells or hypnosis technique this will teach. In actuality, spirituality is defined as an adjective, dictionary definition, of relating to or affecting the human spirit or soul as opposed to material or physical thing. I'm responsible for his spiritual welfare. Wikipedia. Traditionally, spirituality has been defined as a process of personal transformation in accordance with religious ideals. Since the 19th century, spirituality is often separated from religion and has become a more oriented or subjective experience in psychological growth. It may refer to almost any kind of meaningful activity or blissful experience, but without a single, widely agreed definition. If these definitions are true, why do most people avoid hearing about or seeing a presentation on spirituality? There is one word that comes to my mind, and that one word is fear. Fear of the unknown. What are they going to do to me or make me do? Fear of hearing truth. What if they tell me something that I know I should do, but I know it will require commitment and some life changes? I'm just not ready for that. This has another part called fear of change. I just don't need to complicate my life by shaking up what already is a crazy life. I was even told once, I have to read a book and just don't have time. There are so many other thoughts that come to my mind, but I think you can see them within your own mind. For me, a workshop is a place where I can learn another way of thinking or expand my own inner world. It is a time to let all that bothers me take a back row seat and allow my true self to experience something that will stretch my mind in a direction I never thought possible. I give workshops simply to make the participants think of things they normally would not consider. They may hear one phrase that will change their life or confirm their life's journey. Your inner world has no boundaries or signs that say stop. It is your mind causing you to fear that prevents your chance at expansion into the divine. The next time you see a workshop advertised in your area, take a risk and attend it. Most speakers want to help you expand your inner world and help you see beyond the veil of the physical into the depths of possibility and potential. Some may just want to sell you something. As my mother once told me, just take the kernel and throw out the shell. In other words, every talk has the potential to teach, to expand your mind, and to enlighten your world. Learning to keep the kernels of truth and applying them in your life can only be done by listening to and absorbing what rings true in your heart. It is by learning about your soul space and creating a habitual way to enter that inner place of peace that you will willingly apply new ideas. You will become awakened and enlightened and wonder why you did not begin your journey years ago. The best time to begin is when you are young and pliable. The second best time is now.